I've been informed that I don't have to do this.
Says who?
says Mr. Carlson's mom.
Mr. Carlson's mom called. Mother called.
She said that I don't have to. This is not a stipulation to keep my job.
Yeah, I understand. This is, she made it very, very clear. Management of the radio station made it very clear that you are in no way obligated, as per the terms of your employment, to get both nipples pierced on the Paul Marshall radio program this afternoon.
However, I'm not going to be called runaway fag for the rest of my life.
You know, the great part about it is, like, your roommates, Coach and Joe, are outside.
Yeah.
And they're, like, here to cheer you on.
Oh, and Joe already made it clear, too, that he goes, if you wimp out now, I will call you a wuss, and I don't work here.
See, so the fact of the matter is, although it's not really mandatory for your employment here at the radio station, your whole survival throughout New Orleans.
Yeah, this could be the poo-poo in your pants third grade episode all over again.
Well, this is what happens now. So we're looking forward to making you scream like the bitch you are.
Not to mention the fact that the entire office has returned from sales calls and you'd swear they were coming back to watch a kidney operation.
But props to Ultimate Inc. They're going to help us out. Those guys coming from over there in Kenner. It's on Williams Boulevard. If you want to give them a call, 461-9900.
This is going to be good. It's going to be good.
I can all, you.
Look at the sweat just starting to accumulate on your forehead.
I am not scared.
All right, we'll do that. Plus, we still get some more North Shore Blues benefit tickets to give away and Star Wars tickets and all of those double shots and killer classics and today's best rock and blah, blah, blah. Here's the radio station commercial stuff.
On Rock 92.3.
All right, it's two for Tuesday, which means we give you double shots of the rock all day long and some local music as well. Two from Zebra now on Rock 92.3 WCKW. Yeah, I'm snickering a little bit. Rock 92.3 WCKW wrapping up another double shot. Skinnerd, two for Tuesday. The lovely and talented Paul Marshall hanging out. Lance Hull, semi-nude in the studio, preparing for what is bound to be an incredibly painful event.
I ain't scared.
Yeah, you say that now. It's okay if you cry. Just shows you're a sensitive man of the 90s.
Shut up.
Joining us in the studio, Ty Bouvier, who is the owner, proprietor of Ultimate Inc.
That's it.
And you are actually primarily a tattoo studio, but you also do body piercings?
We do both.
Okay, you do
both.
I'm
a tattoo artist, though. All right. John here's a piercer.
Okay, so you brought John, who is thoroughly tattooed and skilled in the arts of piercing.
This guy's a professional.
Big time, right.
Yeah, he's going to do this actually with one eye closed. So if he hits you in the eyeball, you know, you sign the waiver, you're screwed now.
You blind for the once, didn't you?
Oh, my ex-girlfriend.
So what we're going to do is let's play some commercials. John Marty is here. There's actually a full studio of people. A little bit later on, Lance Hull's hallway balls are going to be called to question.
Is it cold here?
Yeah, it's a little cold because his nipples are as hard as little rocks. Are you excited to be here?
Yeah. And I'm glad to see you, too.
So we'll do some commercials. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more and see if we can't scare the hell out of you before we actually go about through with this. All right, so it's two for Tuesday. We'll do another double shot of some rock in a little bit, but we're actually kind of breaking with format today as we hang out and embarrass Lance Hull in front of the entire listening audience at Rock 92.3 WCKW.
And I appreciate that oh so much.
Don't mention it ever again. Actually, Ty Bouvier, who is owner and proprietor of Ultimate Inc., is here. Now, give him the phone number so everybody can call you up and know how they can, too, get pierced and tattooed.
461-9900.
All right, 461-9900. And the address is?
2101 Williams, right behind Fong's Chinese.
Right behind the Chinese? Is it in front of or next to the dumpster?
Right in between.
Okay, excellent. And you've also brought John with you, who is a piercing artist.
Oh, yeah, very good.
All right, and John, how long have you been doing this?
About 6 years now.
6 years.
And anybody who wants to come down to Ultimate Inc. and get pierced can ask for me or Danny.
Yeah.
I'm there 7 days a week.
Okay.
And he's there pretty much all the rest of the time.
Is there any part of the body you won't pierce?
No.
Is there any part of the body
not
that you
so
have
far.
Pierced?
Excuse me?
What do you have pierced?
My genitals and my nipples.
Really?
Besides my ears.
Can you show us your genital piercing?
Well, they're not in right now. I had to take them out last night for various reasons.
Yeah.
And I forgot to put them back in this morning.
Yeah, I forgot to put my watch on this morning, too, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, I didn't notice until I got to the shop that I forgot to put them in.
Are you just down there fondling your genitals and went, hey, wait a minute, this is a lot lighter than I thought it would be.
I was using the restroom at Ultimate Inc. and noticed that nothing shiny was down there.
It's a lot more fleshy today than usual.
A little less iron in the diet today, I guess.
The refrigerator magnet wouldn't stick.
So, Tyan, how long have you been doing this at Ultimate Inc.?
I've been tattooing for 8 years. We've been open at that location for a little bit over a year.
And you have other locations?
No, I used to manage Art and Soul, which was down the street.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't an owner there. I just rented and decided to go out on my own with my partner Danny Trey.
And what brought you into this industry?
Actually, I was getting my second tattoo. And it was real interesting. And I'm an airbrush artist also.
Okay.
So you know, I just got really interested in this guy, Dan. Kind of showed me the ropes, you know?
Good way to make a living.
I'll never go back to anything else.
Yeah.
You think I'll have maybe to rob banks if I can't make this work.
You think you could airbrush some hair into Lance's head? Is that possible?
Yeah,
you got to be that guy, don't you? I hate you. I hate you with everything.
Airbrush some bigger nipples on it, too.
Everything you stand for. A pox in your whole family.
Lance Hall actually has uniquely small nipples, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
They are very, very small, which means that his pain receptors are going to be far more sensitive.
Hopefully for Lance.
All right, so I'll tell you what. We'll talk more.
I'm starting to think this wasn't such a good idea.
Well, you screwed up. You trusted us. Let's do another twofer. It's Tesla and Two for Tuesday. Rock 92.3 WCKW. In a couple of minutes, Lance is going to scream like the bitch that he is.
I haven't screamed like that since prison.
I don't think I've ever been in a room full of more brutal human beings in my life.
Really?
No, we're just bad to you right now. Just evil. I mean, it's very, very evil.
I'd like to think there was some underlying love there, but no there isn't.
There's no love. You know, where is the love?
None.
There is no love.
2 blocks down, 3 blocks up.
You what?
I didn't bring any.
You know, there's something about sitting in a room full of guys and one of them putting on a rubber glove.
Yeah, well, you know.
KY jelly.
He does have KY jelly, too. Last guy actually had to piercings. Actually bought his, just a little tip for you. You can get a little bit cheaper if you go to Toys R Us into the baby aisle. I'm serious. You can, like, buy jelly, the petroleum jelly.
It's got mine.
Is you really?
Yeah.
All right, never mind. Sorry, I just thought I was trying
this
to give
you a
little
professional.
Bit of, trying to give him a little tip.
They don't tell you how to announce the songs.
I'm sorry. It's Two for Tuesday.
Remember, I got your back here. See? Right, buddy up to the piercer.
My buddy, huh?
John Marty joins me here in the studio, and obviously you have a comment to make.
All I want to say is, you're going to cry like a little girl. You're going to sound like Flipper in about 10 seconds.
I don't care if I have to stop breathing and make myself pass out. I am not going to scream. I am on delay, aren't I?
All right, so while Ty and John get their stuff together here, got to make sure everything is nice and sharp and sterile.
Sharp.
Okay. That's nice of you guys to bring your own grinding wheel.
Yeah, I'm almost done here.
Okay, hold on. Now, Ty, you're going to pass him this instrument of death now, right?
Right.
Okay, and then I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this just to keep the sponsors happy because they do pay my paycheck. We'll play some commercials, and then we'll come back, and in a couple of minutes, we'll pierce the first of two because it's Two for Tuesday. We're going to do a nipple twofer. We'll start the first one next. Don't go away. It's Rock 92.3. All right, Rock 92.3 WCKW. We're back now. Lance is going to actually get his nipples pierced now. Let's go through this a little bit slower than that because it looks like they're getting ready to set up. John, tell us what you've done already to prepare Lance Hall for this eventuality.
Well, I cleaned his nipples up for him with some betadine solution.
Okay.
Saline solution. Have his nipples marked for the jewelry placement and we're ready to put the forceps on now.
Okay, so what you have to do is you have to sterilize the nipples. All right, using obviously a sterile thing. And then you clamp forceps on the nipples.
Yes.
Okay, and does that cause any pain at all?
It pinches a little bit.
Just a little? And so he'll fear this. But is this a good part? Will this, like, numb the nipple to kind of...
No.
No? No, so he'll feel the pain as it inserts...
Just when he realizes he's in trouble.
As it slowly punctures the skin, going through the capillaries, and then making its way through. Now, if...
I'm in my happy place.
If he were a woman and deciding to lactate at some point in his life, you know, breastfeed... He would squirt like a garden sprinkler, wouldn't he?
Yeah, you'd be leaking.
Well, I'm not a woman, so there.
Not this week, but that's next week's show.
I told you I'm not having that operation.
You will for ratings' sake. Sure, why not? All right, so now, John, if you want to clamp down on that nipple, we'll have Ty. These guys are from Ultimate Inc., by the way. These guys are good. Now, the nipple is being clamped upon. Can you feel that, Lance? Mm-hmm. How's that feel, buddy? That feel good? A little bit?
Wonderbar.
Yeah? So is it numb at all?
No.
No, he's already got you clamped on. Now, you have to set that and clamp that just right?
Yes.
Before it, you've already marked the nipple now. You use some sort of a dye to mark the nipple. You have to have a
Genium violet.
Okay, now you have to use a good... you have to, like, line up the nipple right and have the right kind of piercing?
You have to have the two circles in between the forceps.
Okay, and that has to also... be strategically lined up because if you do it too far to the one side or another,
it'll be crooked.
Yeah, right. And that wouldn't look good.
Not at all.
No. Have you ever had to redo a guy?
Because not me personally.
Yeah. You ever seen a guy?
No, we usually get it right on the first hit.
Yeah, not bad. So now, have you ever had like a parent come in all pissed off because you've pierced their kid?
Not really. There's a law against it.
Yeah. How old are you going to be to get it done?
You have to be 18 old unless you have parents' consent.
Yeah.
Here goes the needle, Slick.
Okay, here we go. So here's the first needle going through Lance Hole. Let's have silence for this. Let's go. Shh, everybody.
Exhale.
Oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh.
That's smart.
Lance, how's that feel?
Yeah. All right.
He can't even speak.
He's smelling salts already.
He's bleeding from the eyes.
I have a glass of water here to douse him.
That's smart.
How's that feel?
Pretty good, huh?
Sorry.
Look at him turning red. I can see that vein in your forehead sticking out right now. Have you ever felt a pain, anything like that?
Honestly, no.
you're
my left arm is numb.
So you've got one semi through there now, right? Does he tie?
Yeah, it's through.
Yeah,
he's pushing the jewelry now. Huh?
All right, so the jewelry goes through what is a hollow needle.
Yeah,
right.
And nipple number one is now completely done?
Yeah, I've just had to close the jewelry.
Oh, he has to close the jewelry? He wouldn't want to leave the open jewelry because then it would fall out and we'd have to start all over again.
Shut up.
That would be bad.
He'll put the gree-gree on me. Put the voodoo.
How's that feel? Honestly.
I can breathe again.
Yeah.
I think my heart started.
That's all right. We got to do another one. That'd be good. And what we're going to do is we're going to let you sit there and stew with that for about 25 minutes or so. How's that sound?
I don't want to move.
Good. And you? You know, it's really good. I will mention this right now that Ty and John are using rubber gloves and all kinds of sterile equipment, and they brought stuff that it's like you use once. You use the dye because you only want to use one type thing. Because I know a guy that has done this with a Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharpies are not sterile, right?
Yeah, I just use a toothpick.
They're brand new, though.
Yeah. But you only use everything once. Everything is done once, and it's all completely sterile.
The Jenny bottle will be put problem. Into a disposable cup.
Okay.
The needles are brand new. Everything's disposable.
All right. So left nipple number one is complete. Lance?
Well, I ain't got two left nipples. I see the left and right. There's no two.
Lance, you're kind of turning me on, dude.
This is ugly. We'll do another one in a little bit, as it's two for Tuesday, and we've only done one nipple thus far. It's Rock 92.3. So, like 20 minutes later, how's it feel?
It's feeling all right.
Yeah? I'm not feeling too good myself.
So-ho.
Rock 92.3. What?
I'm going to go ahead with the second.
You're going to do the second?
Well, there was bets in the station.
Really?
Yeah, they were placing wagers to see... he ain't going to do the second one.
I thought you'd fag out on the second one?
I thought I'd fag out on the second one.
And you chose you're going to go through with it?
No, I'm going through with it. I did one.
You need to have balance.
Come on.
It's all about balance. What we're doing is we're working our way down the happy trail. Next will be the navel, and then
the navel's too girly.
Yeah? It's girly?
Yeah, you can't do the navel. I'd do the navel.
With a chest like yours, I wouldn't be talking about girly. When one of your friends, and this really says leagues about the kind of people you hang out with. One of your friends goes, you look like a 7-year-old girl. So it speaks volumes of the kind of company you keep.
He dates them.
Oh,
he can say I look like a 7-year-old girl. I say he dates them and I'm the a-hole.
The bottom line is,
on a date?
You can never, ever, ever be cool.
And Pat said the second one's not going to help either.
You're like that kid in the schoolyard, right? Hangs around with all the cool kids. And the one time he gets an opportunity to open his mouth to say something cool, it's like...
You blew it.
Way to go.
I got to go watch Blossom. I'll talk to you later.
It feels good. It does.
Well, I'm lying. It doesn't feel good. Does it sting a little bit?
It stings a little bit. It's a little sore.
Okay.
It's a little sore.
So now, Ty, what is the hygienic thing that he has to go through now? Or John, which one of you guys is... John's the expert on this thing.
Right.
What does he have to go through now?
Yeah, he just twice a day want to clean the ring and the surrounding area with betadine and a saline solution.
Oh, salt water? Like salt water?
No, saline. So it's contact lens cleaner.
Oh, okay.
Then when he's in the shower, you want to make sure any debris off the ring with the saline solution and the betadine. When he gets in the shower, you can just use antibacterial soap and work that through the piercing. Make sure you rinse the soap out really well.
Okay. Should he limit his Texas Pete exposure?
Yes.
No Texas Pete on the nipples?
You know what sucks about this? Getting this thing done, now I have to start bathing.
Oh. All right, so I'll tell you what, let's
bathe your nipples.
Yeah. Because last thing,
I can do that when I'm getting gas.
Because all your shirts will have, you know, those little yellow stains. Because nothing worse, nothing uglier than pussy nipples.
Don't I know it?
Let's do some commercials. We'll come back and we'll do the other one and end your suffering and ours. All right, Rock 92.3 WCKW. As we get ready to draw close to this thing, first of all, I want to make sure Lance Hole is in sufficient pain. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. All right, Ty Bouvier is here. He is the co-owner of Ultimate Ink Works, which is located at 2101 Williams, which is over in Kenner. No.
It's in Kenner.
It is in Kenner.
Yeah.
Behind Fong's Chinese.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, Fong's Chinese. It could have brought us an egg roll or two. That would have been fun.
Food ain't all that hot, man.
No. Oh, that's not nice. If anybody wants to get some tattooing or nipple piercing or any kind of body piercing done, you can call them at 461-9900. They have a variety of tattoo artists and piercers, including Ty himself, Randy Muller, Mike Z, and Richie. Also, Danny John, who is here in the studio, clamping a forceps on Lance's nipple, his right nipple, and Ian, who is also another guy. So Ultimate Ink Works, give those guys a call, 2101 Williams. 461-9900, and we're looking at Lance Hold now as his second. Now, is it hurt as much the second time as it did the first time?
I think the right nipple's a little numb. The right nipple's a little more sensitive.
Yeah. You can feel it. You're one of those guys. Is it like a foot where you have one foot is, you know, more difficult to shoe than it is a nipple? Is that the case?
Yeah. One side's usually a little more painful.
Yeah.
I think this side's going to be the one.
Oh, cool. This is great. So we could actually have lots and lots of screaming. That would be good.
Nothing from me. Ow.
This is good. So now what we're doing here, this is all sanitary. You want to make sure that there are a lot of studios around town now. Is the Board of Health involved in all this?
Unfortunately not. We wish they were, but yeah. They don't actually come around and check the studio. So really, anybody that gets pierced or tattoos, it's kind of left up to them to look into that themselves, you know, make sure you go to a clean studio.
Well, for the record, we had a couple of people that called that wanted to come in here and take care of this stuff, but the word of mouth is that Ty's shop is the best.
We tried.
Ultimate Ink Works is good. I mean, we did it completely on word of mouth, and ironically, Lance Hole was in a bar last night, as he is wont to do, and was talking about how he was going to get this done today. And there was a guy, like, right in the bar going, oh, I know this guy, Ty Bouvier, that's got to do it for me. He's doing my tattoo art. So, Great. Obviously, it works good. So, if word of mouth is anything, that's what we want to take care of. Now, John, obviously, he's beating you like a meat grinder over there.
Don't make him laugh.
He just can't seem to get a target on this thing.
Before he pulled out a hair.
Yeah. Does it look like he looks like a guy's making his own sausage casing. You know what I mean? Ever seen guys make their own sausage? This is pretty gross over here. Look at this thing. Remember when you pulled turkey gizzards out, you know, during Thanksgiving? This is kind of like what Lance's right nipple looks like right now. So, he's standing up. He's got to reposition himself. You know what? Your arms didn't look too good there for a second. They look very weak. He's got to lay back. John's like, shut the hell up. I'm working here. Doot, doot, doot. This is unbelievable. Okay, well, you know, the cool part, if anybody needs a visual description of what John looks like, gothic black hair, I mean, jet black, almost the way down to his ass, tattoos from head to toe, and Was that a hair?
That was a hair.
I couldn't have, and he doesn't have many of those left, so could you please be careful about that?
Oh! Oh, when I get out of here.
What are you going to do? I'm just going to go over there and spin your nipples like a propeller. You know, like those little airplanes
Shut
you
up,
buy?
Here we go.
Oh, here it comes. It comes the pain?
I'm in my happy place. Okay, I'm in my happy place.
Here it comes. Here's the pain.
Take a deep breath and hold it. Exhale.
A bead of sweat draining down his
head. Oh, that was a little bit worse.
That one looks like it hurts a lot more, too. Oh, this is good. So, anyway, while you're looking for a place to write down that number, do it. 461-9900, Ultimate Ink Works, over in Kenner on Williams. These guys will help you out. Now, what are your hours, Ty?
We're at 1 p.m. to 2 a.m.
1 p.m. to 2 a.m.? 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
All right. So why not bring the kids on down after church someday? Get the whole family together.
I will say one thing. He's
what?
Good.
Really?
Yeah,
that's right.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah? Yeah, you've got tons of experience. How's it feel to have a man's burly hands squeezing your nipples tenderly? You're starting to get turned on, aren't you?
Shut up, he hasn't finished with it yet. I think it moved.
He's pitching a tent over there. starting to phobe. Lance Holt will be appearing during Decadence at periodic times throughout the time in the quarter.
I'm not getting the operation.
I'll give you a dollar.
Make it two.
Okay, two. This is great. It is two for Tuesday, by the way. 260-9292 if you want to get some request music in. You did get them both done. So is that done now?
All done.
He's all done. Now, can you flip that around a little bit? Can you like a door knocker? Can you just kind of do that for me? Lance Hole is done.
All right.
Everybody, a round of applause. Because to be honest with you, you got more balls than Spalding because I would never have done that. You're out of your mind, man.
I'd like to say thank you. I really do. I want to thank y'all both for coming down, John.
But you can't speak.
And like I said, I mean, it was quick and easy.
And painful.
It was painful.
Well, you can't lie to anybody.
Yeah, it was.
Well, John, thank you very much. And Ty, thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Really. Don't let Lance here scare you away from coming down,
though. Oh, no, come on. What about you think I'm doing your bad business here? Come on. I mean,
it's not bad. It's quick. It's got a little bit of a pain, but it's quick.
Your mother called.
It's all. It's great.
Ultimate Ink Works. Give them a call. 2101 Williams Boulevard in Canada behind Fong's. 461-9900. Let's kick off another nonstop rock block of two for Tuesday. A couple from Guns N' Roses on Rock 92.3 WCKW. Parting words, Lance?
It was better than Cats. I'd do it again and again.
Rock 92.3 WCKW. Two for Tuesday. Couple from Jimmy on I guess it's piercing day here in the studio. How I ended up with this. John Marty's girlfriend, Michelle, is now going to have her navel pierced.
You know, I kind of feel like this is kind of like the same theory where a girl goes to a wedding and sees another girl getting married and suddenly they get all caught up in it. Let's go get married. Now everybody is in here talking about what they're going to get pierced and what they're not going to get pierced.
Okay, so now we've got John's girlfriend now has the forceps on her navel now. Now, is it tougher with an innie? Like, she has a pretty innie, like, belly button, right? So is it tougher, John, with an innie than...
It's tougher with an Audi.
Is it really tougher with an Audi?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I'll change my mind on this one. So now we're going to bring it to you live, a bonus piercing. This is bonus coverage, like ESPN.
How do you feel, Michelle?
I'm all right so far.
So far. Here it comes. Here comes the pain.
Take a breath and hold it.
There we go.
Exhale.
Hear it?
There we go.
Not a sound.
Lance, you're a wuss.
Oh!
She just called Lance a wuss.
That wasn't so bad, y'all. I felt it, but it wasn't so bad.
Tell her, get your nipples done, Lance.
No. Thank you. I had my nipples done. I had a spike through my tit.
I'm not that adventurous.
You think we can talk her into that, John? Would you allow that here in the studio? If we can talk her into getting hers done?
She'd never make it.
No?
No.
Yeah, she'd fag out?
She would pass out. Okay. Yeah. It would be an accident.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Are you kidding me? You'd get hurt. She would kick your ass. Well, there it is. Bonus coverage, as unexciting as it was, because she didn't cry or anything. She's tougher than Lance was. I'm pretty surprised here.
Yeah, keep talking. Sorry. Where's your piercing there? Flubber?
Hey, you know what? That's a used joke like that turkey chest you got there over there.
My turkey chest with two piercings?
Oh, big man. Ooh. Yeah, at least I could tell my parents I was getting a tattoo.
I could tell them. I just choose not to. It's conscious choice.